Today's devotional is based on 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 to 11, and it was written by the Reverend Caitlin Rohrer Wirth. In today's context, it can be difficult for us to wrestle with a passage that seems to draw so much attention to dualism, judgment, and the anticipated apocalypse. We do live in a world divided, and we have seen well-intentioned people use religion to increase this divide, to pass judgment on others and react out of fear. But the overall message of the gospel guides us away from that reaction. It reminds us followers of Christ that we are all broken by sin, all connected as a body, all grafted onto the vine, not called to judge, and that nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. So also this passage can remind us that as Christians, we are called to see duality in a different way. It's not us versus them, but holiness versus separation from God. Faith, love, hope, and salvation versus destruction and pain. We know enough to live differently, and we are reminded that we can't do so alone. We need each other to continue to live in and through God's love. The church in Thessalonica was being reminded to put on armor, not for battle, but for love. We are meant to be ready for whatever God brings. We don't know the day or the hour, or even what the future holds, but we can be open and alert to what will come. We are also reminded in this passage that we live with Christ even if we fail. Whether awake or asleep, we live with Him. Let us pray. God of love, thank you for holding us in your care, for reminding us that we know a different world in you. Help us to be ready for whatever you bring forth, and keep our eyes open so we don't miss your movements. May your love radiate within us and spring forth from us as we live our daily lives. And may we continue to connect and build each other up to further spread your love. Amen.